Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our friend Adam Baratta. He's the co-founder of Advantage Gold, the author of Gold is a Better Way, which we, I'm pretty sure we helped him launch on this show. Hey, Adam, thanks again for being here. Adam's helping us understand some of the monetary issues that are going on in the world today. We just talked about the Trump and his challenges with the Federal Reserve Board with the Chairman Powell over there and all that. So talk to us some more about all this and how, let's talk about how this is affecting our folks out here on Main Street, Adam.
Yeah. So look, I'll give you a brief history. Okay. So interest rates over the last 40 years have just come down from highs in 1981 of 18-19% down to zero.
In my lifetime, they've never been, in anybody's lifetime that's alive today, interest rates have never been where they are right now. Mortgage rates are unprecedented. I can't imagine. I don't even know. Maybe in the 1940s you could get lower mortgage rates, but it's amazing right now.
Well, right. That's exactly right. And there's a couple points to make about that. Number one, lower interest rates fuel financial assets.
Right.
So stocks and bonds perform incredibly well as interest rates go lower. Stocks and bonds, unfortunately, aren't owned by most of Main Street.
That's right.
So what's happened is you've seen really very little wage increases over the last 30, 40 years. It's not hitting, the masses. All of the benefits going to the few, the elite that can afford to hold these
the foundations
assets.
And the wealth gap is, Jim,
the top 26 billionaires in the world are worth more than the bottom 3.5 billion people.
Wow.
So this is a system that's been fueled by, quite frankly, the Federal Reserve. So that's the first point. The more important point that's relevant right now is the following. In a recession, the Federal Reserve, their first move is to drop interest rates 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In 1981, we had a recession. They dropped interest rates from 18% to 13%.
And that needed to go down in those days. That was pretty bad.
That's exactly right. But I want to give you this history so you can see the progression. In 1991, we dropped from 9% down to 4%.
Right.
In 2001, we had another recession.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped from 6.25% down to 1.25%.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, in 2008, we had the housing collapse. We dropped from 5.14% down to 0.14% and then had to print $4 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened here is the Federal Reserve.
The $4 trillion is the acquisition of assets by the Fed on their balance sheet that we reported on here that was unprecedented. This basically, most of it's still there. Go ahead now.
Yes, sir. So the questions aren't, are lower rates in the short term likely to keep this bubble afloat? Of course they are, because the market doesn't move on fundamentals. The market moves on liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the Fed is providing liquidity, markets can stay elevated. But what And quite frankly, you have to appreciate and respect how Trump has outmaneuvered Powell.
Right.
Because he has literally forced Powell into this decision. It's interesting. The Mexico tariffs are the thing that made Powell come out and say, we're open to rate cuts.
Right.
So Trump's been trying to get Powell to lower interest rates. Ultimately, he wants a weaker dollar because the dollar is way too strong. In fact, I'm reading a tweet from him this morning or yesterday morning. This is because the euro and other currencies are devalued against the dollar, putting the U.S. at a big disadvantage. And so he wants a weaker dollar so we can be more competitive. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the game is so far gone, Jim, that the day that Jerome Powell decided to remain patient, it was like chess. Even though there are a couple more moves left, it was checkmate at that moment.
Do you consider the Fed to be at least dotted line, if not straight line, part of the deep state?
Of course. Look, the Federal Reserve is the most powerful institution.
Folks, I want to make sure you heard my question. That was a pretty explosive question. That was a pretty serious accusation that I just posed to Adam. The deep state, which is an entity that's thwarting the wishes of the elected members of our government, the deep state. You think the Fed is part of that group?
I think without question.
Increasingly, I agree with you. I wouldn't have said that 5 years ago, but I think I agree with you now.
Well, I'll say it a different way, Jim. Okay, and here's I like to look at the world through different lenses. The Federal Reserve is the most powerful institution in the entire world because the entire world trades on U.S. dollars, and the Federal Reserve, each dollar says Federal Reserve note. So the Federal Reserve controls monetary policy. Monetary policy impacts the entire world.
Right.
The entire world's on dollars. Now, the administration that's in right now was elected to break institutions.
That's right.
Okay?
And to go
angry
after the swamp, which is another way of saying the deep state.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the deepest part of the swamp is the Federal Reserve because they get to hide behind.
They print the money. The $4 trillion, by the way,
right,
folks, that they put in their balance sheet was printed from vapor, from nothing. They just created it. They basically counterfeited it. Quick break. Tim Taylor right back with Adam Beretta. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.